too stingy to fork out enough money for a clothes dryer. Every member of the McKnight family is represented on that line except Wayne. There's Cal's small Fruit of the Loom underwear, Billy's larger ones, and Mr. McKnight's boxers. Next to them hang pink polka-dotted and solid blue panties. Mrs. McKnight grabs a red bra from the plastic laundry basket and clips it to the line. I'm wondering if the bra is hers or Kate's when she peeks around the boxers and notices me staring at the bra. My whole body blushes. Smiling, she says, "Oh, Toby, I didn't see you standing there." I try to speak, but the words stick in my throat like cotton balls. All I can say is, she glances down at the bucket. "Did your dad send me some of that terrific soil?" I think it's funny how people who like growing things call dirt soil. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. She walks up to me and takes the bucket. "Thanks. I'll return your bucket later." I hold out the sack, and she accepts it. "These two?" She puts down the bucket and looks inside the sack. After taking a long whiff, she smiles. "Ah, fresh tomatoes. What a good neighbor. Tell your dad thank you for me." She takes a few steps